You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
And welcome back. If you're just now joining us, Rhett Palmer continues his interview with Michael Battenberg.
Do not honor any or serve any other gods than him. But the second one is the Sabbath, right? Taking time to honor him and to celebrate him and to recognize our purpose and our path. And it's such a big thing that we so grossly overlook. And that goes back to what I had said earlier about time. You know, time is such a wonderful gift. And the fact that we spend so much of it busy and hurried and not just taking that time for rest. It's interesting that's what Charlie's book is all about. I love it, and I will definitely read it and do my best to practice it. You know, it's like Comer's book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry.
Whose book is this?
James Comer wrote a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and trying to help people realize that we have put ourselves into a state of unnecessary hurry that I believe is influenced by the devil. I mean, he's not going to get our hearts as believers, at the level of maturity that we have, but he'll do everything he can to get our calendars. He'll distract us. You know, he'll try to get us to not spend Sabbath and to not allow to be still and hear his voice. And not to be able to be inspired by hearing from the Holy Spirit.
Now the thing is, though, we don't want it to be a religious thing. And let me explain this. Do you know the Jews of old, when they had these laws, you shall keep the Sabbath holy, you're not even supposed to leave your own land?
Sure.
Well, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Do you know the Jews of old would take pebbles off of their land, and they would fill their pockets with pebbles? And so technically they would throw a pebble in front of them and step on it, and another pebble all the way into town. And this way, technically, they had obeyed the law. And it's just so people think, God is not a God of laws. If laws could save us, the laws of Moses would have saved us. That was to establish that we know we have sin. Then he sends Jesus and says, by the way, I paid the price for all of your sins. So now we can have a true relationship of friendship. It's an amazing. By the way, I just want Doolin to know this is really going well. So we'll definitely edit this for the Christian station. You know, sometimes I don't know how it's going to go, if it's a rehearsal or this is very good stuff. But anyway, so the Jews would throw the pebbles in front of them, and technically, it's like. So what I want to know is, now I haven't read Charlie's book yet, but when we read this, I want to go over how do we have the Sabbath, and not make it religious, but make it relational.
It has to be relational. You know, religion is something that we created.
Yeah.
Something that we created. The laws were provided to us very basic, and we have adulterated them for our own comfort and our own desires and our own objectives that is what gets us off track. So, I mean, just like you had explained in the example of you know, not leaving your property, let's figure out a loophole, right? I mean, our full of the desires to achieve. And it's, you know, it's not healthy, and it's not his way. It's our way, and as I said earlier, you know, once we choose to go our way, then we're on our own, and he can allow us to go into the promised land, or he can have us wander around the desert for 40 years.
Let me ask you this: you're 12 years younger than me, but do you remember the 700 Club and Ben Kinchlow?
absolutely.
Okay, I went to Israel, shot a music video, and they debuted it on the 700 Club, and I got to meet Pat a number of times, and Ben Kinchel used to come right into my studio here late in life. He's the black man that was the co-host.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he hated white people, he told me. And so anyway, he told me that he was in his car one day, and he said, you know, in the future, I became well-known, famous on the show, and he said, I didn't know President Reagan one day, and the next day I did. He says, same thing with Jesus. I was in my car, and this presence came into the car, and this guy got gloriously born again, and he said, I became colorblind after that. Now, my uncle lives in the Carolinas. Now, my uncle was the bad sheep of the family. Grandma used to say, you're going to go to jail one day, Michael. He ends up going to jail. You know, he was involved inadvertently, he said, to a bank robbery, but whatever. And so he's out years later, and I have this epiphany experience with Jesus, and I'm telling him, I don't want to hear about your Jesus. You're telling me I didn't ask to be born, and if I don't accept him, I'm going to be separated from God forever. I'm not interested. So anyway, like maybe 30 years go by, and all of a sudden he's sending my mother quotes of Jesus and posters and stuff. So he comes down and said, hey, Michael. I said, what happened? You're living in Myrtle Beach now. So I said, I guess you probably ended up going to a church, and that's how you got born again, right? He goes, no. He said, I didn't go to church, and I still don't go to church. I said, well, how did you come to believe in Jesus? He said, one day I'm driving along, and this presence fills the car. He pulls over, and the voice says, Michael, I'm Jesus, and you're going to accept me now or never.
Amen.
See, he will not. My point is to our listeners and viewers of this show is that God has set it up for free will. Do you wonder why there's murder, rape, pillaging, war? Because man in his arrogance, God said, okay, I tell you what, you can be in charge. You ate from the tree of life. Let's see how you do, how you fare without me. Now, I've given you a couple of coins here. Should you want me to interview, intervene. You get on your knees and pray to me, and I will involve myself. Now, I may not answer every prayer in the positive. Some will be negative on purpose because it's the better thing for you. But nonetheless, I will be involved in your life should you invite me in. And I think it's important for people to understand that Jesus is a gentleman, as is the Holy Spirit, she or he, the loving side, the nurturing side of the Lord, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Mother, I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, he's not going to force himself on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're waiting for Jesus to make an appearance in front of you and go, you're out, get me now. You know, I used to think, I had an abusive stepfather, right? So I used to think that when God said, be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you. And I was like, I got to be thankful. And I realized later in life, I'm growing out of that abuse, and I go, he's saying it gently and lovingly. Be thankful in all things because this is the will of God for you. If you and I were brought down to the bone and had no finances at all anymore, and you and I sit down at Gary's bagel shop and had to ask for a complimentary egg sandwich and a cup of coffee, we can sit there and I can feel very wealthy just being thankful in that moment.
Amen.
Right? Yeah. For the little I have at that moment.
And the other thing that people need to realize is that, you know, God's not a vending machine, right? If you pray for wealth, he's not going to give you wealth. He's going to give you the opportunity
Maybe.
To be wealthy.
Yep.
If you pray for patience, he's not going to give you patience. He's going to give you experiences that help patience.
Well, you know, you're right, because people don't realize. They think that we're going to go have a hallelujah party, jump up and down with the banjos and the guitars on Sunday, with tambourines. We're going to tithe, so God's going to bless us, and everything's going to be hunky-dory till Jesus gets back. No. Jesus. I told this to a guy that's been on the radio for years recently, a DJ, yeah. A Christian DJ. I said, well, you know, it's written that Jesus learned obedience from the many things he suffered. He learned obedience.
Well, I'm sure that Jesus didn't have to suffer.
Oh, yes, he did. It also says that he was a man acquainted with many sorrows. We only grow in the valleys when we're fat and happy. We're not going to grow. So,
and ask anybody that has achieved any level of success, and they will tell you that their greatest
teaching experiences was their failures and their shortcomings. Oh, right. I mean, if we don't have those experiences, then you don't grow.
Listen, folks, I guess we're up to an hour now, dueling about an hour. I wanted to say this. I'm not going to let any cat out of the bag, but I do know you have some health challenges. So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask people who are listening to this broadcast to pray for my new friend Michael Battenberg, that he will move forward and continue doing the good that he's doing, and his wife, and that he will be blessed with his steps. And so if you will pray for him, Michael Battenberg, and if you don't mind, I'll say a quick prayer for you now. Is that acceptable or no?
Absolutely. The most powerful thing you can do is pray.
Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Through the blood of Jesus, I ask you to please touch right now Michael Battenberg, and that from the top of his head to the tips of his toes, your virtue, your beautiful, virgin, holy, holy spirit will reign and rule through every cell of his body, and that you will resurrect him into doing greater works than he ever imagined in the latter portion of his life rather than the former. In the name of Jesus, I pray, the name above all names. Lord, please honor this, not for Rhett. Please honor this, that you will be glorified in the life of Michael. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Rhett. It was a pleasure to be here. I appreciate your time and the opportunity. And please let me know how we can serve you and your family, friends, colleagues, clients. You know, selfishly, I do this because if I'm part of it, and God's looking down and saying, well done. And that's what I'm looking for, is that opportunity to serve him well, to make a difference, and to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So please let us know how we can do so. We would welcome the opportunity to allow people to be involved either as guests, as volunteers, as supporters, you know, as it says in 2 Corinthians 9, cheerful giver, right? However you feel you'd like to participate with your time, talents, and treasures, we would love for individuals to come alongside of us if it's something that they feel inspired to do. So please let us know how we can serve.
And thank you for doing this interview, okay, Michael Battenberg, and it's Back to Basics.
Back, B-A-C-K, the number 2, basicsadventures.org.
Back to basicsadventures.org, O-R-G.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good day. Say goodbye to Gary for me and his son, Eric, and I'll see you up there soon, I hope.
Bless you. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Michael Battenberg. I'm Rhett Palmer, and guess what? It's a new day. If you want it to be, it's your choice. It's a new day.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
NR Salon has moved to a new location, now working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. Their phone number has not changed. It is still 772-283-4974. You will receive the same quality service from Nick and Robin that you expect. Join Nick and Robin at Miracle on 34th Street. You can make your appointment by calling 772-283-4974.
Your kingdom come among us. Let your glory show your goodness here on earth, God, as in heaven. Power in your presence.